Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had a charting song either before or after their time at Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Isley Brothers, Shanice, Eddie Kendricks, Michael Jackson, Diana Ross, Jimmy Ruffin, Glass Nine the Pips, and Edward Starr. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature Motown artists that had a charting song either before or after their tenure on the Motown record.
Shout now, jump up and shout now, jump up and shout now, jump up and Down Memories with Tom Fallon.
Shame on me, yeah. I'm loving diesel power straight to you. I'm trucking.
On Truckin', and they reached number one in the United States Billboard charts in 1973. Before that, Shanice with I Love Your Smile. They reached number two in the pop charts from 1991. And we start with the Isley Brothers, a song everyone knows called Shout, but it only reached number 47 on the pop charts from 1959, and it also reached number 94 in 1962 on the RCA record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom. For this hour, we're featuring artists that had a hit either before or after their time in the Motown record label. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson in 1991, reaching number one, called Black or White on the Epic record label. Well, Black or White was written, composed, and produced by Michael Jackson and Bill Bottrell, and it was picked as the first single from the album entitled Dangerous. Well, Black or White was released on November 5th, 1991, the song has elements of dance, rap, and hard rock music, such as Bill Bottrell's guitars and Michael Jackson's vocal style. While the Epic Record Company described the song Black or White to radio stations as a, quote, rock and roll dance song about racial harmony, unquote. It hit the charts at number 35. A week later, it shot up to number 3. And in its third week on the charts, December 7th, 1991, it ascended to the number one position, making it the fastest chart topper since the Beatles Get Back. Well, here is Michael Jackson, Black or White, right here on Motown.
It don't matter if you're black or white. Searching though I don't succeed, but someone's love has a growing need. an unhappy ending. Now what becomes of the brokenhearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind. I'll be searching everywhere just to find someone to care. I've been looking every day. I know I won't be found away. Nothing gonna stop me now.
Jimmy Ruffin with What's Become of the Brokenhearted, and they reached number 7 in the United States Billboard charts from 1966. Before that, Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out, number 5 from 1980. And we started with Michael Jackson, recorded after his career in the Motown record label. That was Black or White, reaching number 1 in 1991 on the Epic record label. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had a charted song either before or after their tenure on the Motown record label. Well, coming up, Gladstein the Pips with Every Beat of My Heart on both the BJ and Fury record labels, right here on Motown.
Beat of my heart, there's a beat for you. In every toast of wine, there's a toast for you. In all my conversation, you're my inspiration. In everything
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Set, set, set.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
the number one smash hit from Edward Starr War, reaching number one from 1970, the biggest hit is And we started with Glass Dying the Pimps, recording before the Motown record label called Every Beat of My Heart, and they reached number six in 1961 on the VJ record label, and also in 1961 reaching number 45 on the Fury record label. Well, this half hour, we featured a Motown artist that had a hit either before or after the tenure of the Motown record label. Coming up after the break, we'll feature another three artists before and after, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.